Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. It is such a privilege and honor to be with you today, such an opportunity to share the love of this podcast and the love of Christ and the beauty of His marvelous grace. You know, we've been talking about the first day. On Monday, we talked about, you know, being able to realize that God's not mad with us. He's not trying to punish us. And then also on Tuesday, we talked about being anxious for nothing, but allowing God to live large in your life. And then we talked about the head and not the tail, being above and not beneath. Today, we're going to talk about see your enemies flee because of Jesus. In other words, turn your cares over to Him. This is not the battle. Your battle is not what you're fighting. It's His battle. And we do it not by power, by might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. And so the Bible says in Deuteronomy 28:7, the Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They will come out against you one way, and they will flee before you seven ways. You know, some people think that Jesus and the devil are always confronting and fighting each other. But I want you to understand that Lucifer is not God's adversary. He's our adversary, but God's defeated him. So he don't have a problem with God. So when I read my Bible, I don't see fights between the two. What I see is the devil having to flee whenever he encounters Jesus. Now think about that so many times. Every time he encounters Jesus, he's got to go to flight. You know, consider the demoniac, from the country of in Luke chapter 8, verse 26 through 39. The demons in the man begged Jesus not to torment them and send them into a bliss, but to permit them to enter a herd of swine nearby. Now, you got to understand something. You see, neither the devil nor his demons can stand before Jesus. He is so much more powerful. And when you use that name, you walk in power. They may be able to torment people for a while, but when Jesus comes on the scene, they know that is the end of their stay. They've got to be released. They've got to go, because greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. They will have to flee. All it took was just one word from Jesus, and the entire legion of demons had to come out of the man and flee into the swine. You and I are victorious. You and I are walking in victory. You and I are as children of God. You exude a spiritual fragrance that evil spirits can detect and which cause them to tremble. It is the life of Jesus inside you. And He who is in you is greater than he that is in the world. 1 John 4:4. What a great revelation that is. Man, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Listen. What kind of power do we really have inside of us? There is why no curse or spell or scandal or destruction planned against you can succeed. Why? Because what's inside of you is greater than what's outside of you. Your enemies may come against you one way, but the Lord will cause them and confuse them to flee before you seven ways. We have victory because of Jesus Christ, the faithful one. I tell you, I love that name of Jesus above every name. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that name. My goodness, and what a powerful revelation. Jesus paid with His life to give you the victory over your enemies. After His arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Jews and the Gentiles were united for the first time with one common objective: torture Jesus and have Him killed. King Herod of the Jews and Pontius Pilate of the Romans were longtime enemies, but because of Jesus, they became friends. Let me tell you something. There's something about that power that's in that name of Jesus that will rise up, and you'll know that you'll have a peace that passes all understanding, that you'll have a peace that cannot be overcome. You'll have a peace that the enemy can do absolutely nothing about. My friend, Jesus' enemies were united and have victory over Him. But because He triumphed over them through the cross and rose again today, your enemies will be scattered and you will have victory over them. What a glorious thing that is today. Your enemies may come against you one way, but the Lord will confuse them and cause them to flee away from you seven ways. What victory do we have in that name of Jesus? You know, it's amazing that those demons in Luke 6 begged God, said, look, don't send us out don't torment us and send us into the bliss, but permit us to come and enter into a herd of swine. My goodness, what power. They were afraid of Jesus. They're afraid of me and you. And we have victory if we understand we have victory. Why? Because greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world, and no weapon formed against us can prosper. Everything that rises up against us, it must come down because of what's living on the inside of us today, friend. We are blessed and we are highly favored because we're walking in the beauty of grace.